Hello, hello. Thank you for joining in with Beanie. You surely gonna enjoy this Cajun meal we have today. So make sure you go and tell a family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell everybody. Beanie is on here and she is cooking. And what we gonna be cooking up today is some blackened fish and some corn and tomato relish. Ooh, you're gonna love it. So, but you're gonna need any type of fillet of fish. So any type of fillet fish that you like, you know, you can use. I'm using catfish. Now you can use tilapia or like I said, any kind. But the first thing we're gonna do is we're gonna do our sides. And we're gonna do the corn and tomato relish first. Okay, with the corn and tomato relish, you're gonna need 16 ounces of frozen corn and 2 large tomatoes. Make sure you dice your tomatoes and get you a pot with a top. Pot with a top. But you're gonna add your corn into that pot and you're gonna add your diced tomatoes in it as well. You're gonna put it on a high heat. You're gonna put you a little oil in it or a little butter in it. Just about a little spoon of it, you know. And then once you get it on a high heat, let it cook for like about 5 minutes or so. You don't wanna take the crunch out. You wanna at least keep it a little crisp if you can. Okay, so that's about 5 minutes. And then once you do that for 5 minutes and you flip it, turn it, spin it, remove it from the heat. And then once you move it from the heat, let it stand to cool down for a little bit, okay? And then once it's cooled down, you're going to you're going to stir in, you're going to do 4 chopped green onions. And you're going to do you some cilantro. Get like about a half of your, cut about half of your bunch of cilantro up. And then get you like 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. And you'll also need you some Cajun seasoning. Okay? And then you're going to mix all that up in there. Chop it. Chop your onions, your green onions. Chop your cilantro. You know, and you're going to add it all in there. You're going to squeeze that lemon juice in there. And then you're going to add you some Cajun seasoning in there. Cajun seasoning to taste, okay? And then once you do that, just cover it and sit aside. Now we're going to start on this blackened fish, okay? Once you rinse your fish, okay, you're going to brush your fish both sides. Take a little paper towel or so and dab some water off your fish. And then you're going to do both sides with some oil. Some cooking oil, you know, sprinkle a little bit on both sides. And then you're going to add your Cajun seasoning. Put your Cajun seasoning all over it, both sides, you know, to taste. And add you a little paprika. So put your paprika also on both sides, okay? Just a little bit, but your taste is coming from your Cajun seasoning. And once you get it all nice and seasoned to your taste, add you a little lime on it, and then put it on the grill. You're gonna grill both sides until it's done, okay? And how to tell if it's done? You go, you know, heat it. Cook both sides for like I say 6 to 8 minutes and then stick a fork in it to see if it's, you know, nice and soft and flaky for you. So you're gonna grill both sides. Yes, it's gonna turn dark, so that's why it's called blackened fish. Okay, and once you do that and it's ready, you just put it on your plate and put your corn and tomato relish on the side of it. And you can also garnish it with a little cilantro, if you like, on top of your fish. And then add you a little, some lime wedges, some on the side. You know, your lemon. So get some lime wedges and add it on the side so you can squeeze it on top of your fish. And if you choose to, you can squeeze some more on your relish. But if not, it's all to your desire. But this is very scrumptious, and I know you will enjoy So thank you so much for joining in with Beanie. And get your family and friends ready for the next show. Because it's going to be on. Let them know about the podcast. Beanie is getting her cook on. Okay? Something's going to be delicious next time. And I'm glad that you came and listened to me. So I hope you be here next time to listen to me. All right.